This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh boy, you are pilgrims in an unholy land.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Great warrior!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
This is the 2v2 podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Alright, so yeah, we're officially recording now.
Alright then. Well, Dave, let me tell you a little bit where we're sitting.
All right, where are we?
We are sitting. To my left is a lady selling homemade pickles.
Yeah.
Bread and butter pickles, spicy pickles. Just past her, the lady that she makes baked goods. Then there's a guy that sells guns and ammo reloading equipment. Right across from us is a lady that's selling fancy clothes and purses.
They're awful bedazzled, it looks.
Bedazzled.
Yeah.
And then to my right is a lady selling honey and pretty much... You go 100 yards out to the east, you can buy a horse or a mule or a duck or a goat or a pig or any kind of animal you want over there.
I was wondering where the livestock was. I hadn't seen the livestock yet, so.
It's right over there. Okay. And literally, pretty much you can get anything. This is, we're at the Bowie Trade Days. And this is, came through, they set up Bowie and everybody kind of moved here because that's where the business was. And it, this is still the largest community business center in our county, in this area, for and has been for decades.
Yeah.
So this is it. We're at a, some people call it a flea market.
Yeah.
I found a Yoda here once. Yeah. You can buy knives, guns.
The Yoda is actually in my kitchens.
You go get you a nice glass of lemonade.
Right. I actually am probably going to wind up buying myself a knife. I've been looking for a good knife, like a good, like, Bowie knife, in fact, even, just because. And Bowie fits the name because as you come into town, it has a big, giant Bowie knife as you come right into
town. Oh, you saw that, though, because that's brand new. That was something they commissioned in the last year, and it got put up.
I didn't think I'd ever seen that before, but sorry, this sounds kind of weird. I'm still trying to adjust my levels here, and I'm getting kind of a really low register on mine, so I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, needless to say, while you're checking that out, I have been sitting here all day on behalf of my lovely wife, who's made a bunch of ornaments and things and trying to sell them, get people ready for the holidays. And I've watched literally the flow of humanity pass by, the whole gamut from uppity hipsters to messed up meth heads walking side by side in unity to go find a bargain. It's been a really interesting day.
Oh, yeah. I found out what it was. Is I thought I was on channel one, and I'm not on channel one. I'm on channel two, so I was adjusting yours the entire time. Just in, so.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
That's all right.
I'll just go with it.
We're it's good times. Just a little heads up. Like I found myself, like I went to the Walmart over here. The oddest thing to give you an idea of the community that we're in. It's a very rural community. I don't say anything bad about it, but it was just like kind of odd because as I was walking out to my truck at Walmart, I passed by this car with the windows down, and they've got, I heard a rooster crow from inside the car.
That's not surprising we're out
and
here.
There was an actual rooster inside the car. I was like, okay.
I bet it just came from here.
It might have. You know, I didn't even think about that, but it probably did. You know, stop by here, get your rooster, and then go home and stop by Walmart to get your milk so that way you can...
Well, you can go to there's about 8 more miles from here. You can go to an actual dairy and just get it straight from the cow. The guy sells it raw.
Really?
And he makes cheese and pizza.
Oh, no way. I did not know that. That sounds freaking awesome.
Yeah. 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 It's a real thing.
I know there's a few feedlots and stuff like that, but I had never seen the dairy farm. That's freaking cool, man. I would actually like to try that sometime. I've never had like actual like raw milk before. And I feel like that's kind of like a shame being, you know, living in Texas, having, you know, all my uncles basically being farmers and ranchers and stuff like that, and I've never had raw milk before.
We've got it from that guy, and it's pretty good. It's different, and it's actually lasts longer than the pasteurized.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I guess it's because they, you know, boil out all the natural, like, bacteria and preservatives that would keep it longer than what the pasteurized does when they pasteurize it. And actually, from what I understand, like, raw milk is supposed to be better for you than actual pasteurized milk. Like, there's more nutrients and things like that, of course.
That's what the dairy guy says, that the actual farmer that milks the cows every day.
Yeah.
He says, that's what he stands by. And people, the crazy thing is, he sells them for like $5 a gallon.
Oh, really?
People from over here will come buy them, take them over to Denton, Dallas area to like the farmer's markets and sell them for $10 a gallon. They'll load up the back of their van.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, that's what people do. And you take it over to the DFW area and take it to like their farmer's market and it's going to be, you know, no holes barred, probably, especially with chefs and things like that. That's going to want that raw milk.
Speaking of cows.
Yeah.
Did you try my hamburger method that I've tried out this week?
No, I haven't. I need to. I haven't really cooked anything at all, man. Like, I've just been like, it's still hot and I don't want to like run any type of stove or oven or anything like
that. It's worth it, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
My picky old teenage daughter actually ate two of these things. And here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. You get like a pound of hamburger. You make 8 little balls. You make up to 8 hamburgers out of it. Or 6. I did 6 little balls. And you take them, you smash them super, super, super flat. They'll be like 8 inches across when you get them flat enough.
Really?
Throw them on a super hot pan with butter in it, okay?
Oh.
And you press down for like 10 seconds because you want it to char.
Yeah.
And after about a minute, minute and a half, you flip it, cook it for another minute, minute and a half, and it shrinks up, and all that fat, all that flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to also add salt and pepper to it before you do
that. Well, yeah. Season to your taste.
And I swear to God, it was the best burger I've personally ever made.
Well, you use butter, so butter makes everything better. I believe in the Paula Deen way of thinking with butter. Whenever it comes to butter, like, there's no substitute for butter. You can throw some margarine in there and it's gonna be all right, but you throw some butter in there, it's gonna set it off. Okay, and we're back. Sorry guys, we had to pause. We're actually, Michael's running a booth right now for his wifey poo, and the boss, not the wifey poo,
the boss.
He's running a booth here for the boss right now. And so we actually had a customer stop by and take a gander at his wares. So why don't you tell
him? I think I'm the wrong person to be selling this though, because this is all like
right?
I mean, you look like a Viking,
yeah,
and I'm just like your apprentice Viking over here with a tinier beard and
right?
Selling all these
homemade candles,
homemade lotion bars,
homemade paper, Christmas ornaments,
multiple Christmas ornaments. The aluminum ornaments made out of cans that I melted down in a home foundry that I made.
The Sparkman Forge or whatever.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's all get out.
It sounds
if
cool.
If you breathe,
man,
that stuff, it'll make you sick.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name of the dwarf that forged Mjolnir for Thor. I can't think of that dude's names.
I can't remember.
That can officially be you now.
Okay.
That's what y'all need to call.
I'm a bit tall for that.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, they're Aesir, so they're supposed to be gods, so they might be like taller than normal humans. So
True. We
might actually be dwarfs, and we just don't realize it.
I had a story idea where this kid was going to be like, he's kind of like, you know how Princess Bride starts out with a kid in bed, and I kind of envisioned it where the kid's in bed, and Grandpa's there to check on him, and he's got, like, tells him a story about giants, and he's like, Granddad, whatever happened to all the giants? And he leans in and says, "So, grandson, we are the giants."
Oh, wow.
And then it goes from there. He tells a story about how there are people, little normal people like you and me living somewhere. But, yeah, had an idea about that.
That's actually a really cool concept. Trademark.
Trademark, yeah.
Trademark Michael Sparkman. You can't steal it.
Or if you want it, I work cheap. My ideas are cheap.
Right.
I also had a...
You have an Inigo Montoya in there? You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I come up with one really easy.
Yeah.
It's a homage. I had a few weeks ago, Dave, I was telling you about how I had watched Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
And you know my littlest daughter, Delilah, she's just actually starting to where she listens. She can't watch because she can't see, but she's starting to pay attention to things we're listening to.
Oh, and she said that you said that she loved
She loved Smeagol. Yeah. And it's like she's been making me, and I can't remember the guy's name. I'd give him credit, and I might even play it, but I'm not set up for it. On YouTube, there's a guy who does parodies of like Mad World.
Oh, yeah.
Wrecking Ball. name it. He's done it. All you have to do is do, Google Smeagol Sings.
Yeah.
And this young guy that has a – he sounds exactly like
– He does. You sent one video of him doing
Dead On.
What song was that?
So every night I'm having to play play a song, a different song. Imagine by John Lennon. He did parodies. It's hilarious. And everybody else in the house is sick of it.
Yeah.
I like it because it's better than – because I was having to just play like snippets from the movies over and over for her because she just loves Smeagol. She thinks Smeagol's the hero. So
I guess in a sense he kind of is a little bit.
He kind of is. It wouldn't have succeeded because Frodo wasn't going to throw it in the fire.
He does go on his own hero's journey to chase after the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Fast forward. That was about right before my birthday.
Yeah.
There was also happening at the same time is there was a search beginning for a cat.
Oh, okay.
At my birthday.
Yeah.
That week before the birthday. And I made the jokingly said, okay, since y'all are doing this on my birthday weekend, I reserve the right to name the cat when you ever do get one.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, they were cool with it. And I said, I'm thanking Smeagol. And knowing that they would not allow me to name a kitten Smeagol.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last week, through my sister-in-law, they got a kitten, a little tiny 7-week-old, 8-week-old white kitten.
Yeah.
And guess what the thing's name is?
Smeagol.
Smeagol.
Awesome.
Somehow it came through. I got a kitten named Smeagol.
I was going to say, man, you could always pull rank on them and pull the whole, well, it's my birthday, so I get to pick the name.
I wore them down over a period of time, joking about it so long that I actually said, you know, I felt bad.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, let's just all sit down here, three big brains, let's come up with a name. And nothing, no one was could agree on it.
I can't believe you actually have a cat named Smeagol.
And the oldest daughter, the one I thought I'd get the most guff from about being called Smeagol, she's the one that like said, no, the cat's named Smeagol.
That's awesome.
So I win. That's my birthday present.
That's great. What color is the cat?
It's white.
That's
with like gray ears.
It kind of fits. It kind of fits because Smeagol was very pale from living in the cave.
That's true. I didn't think of that. And another thing is, I said it. My goal, and I'm a dog person. I don't like cats. I only like keeping around outside to keep rats and mice and snakes away and stuff like that. I've made it my goal to make this cat love me more than any of them in the house. And I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good, I got to say.
We got to find a way. You got to start, like, slipping in pieces of, like, pounces, those cat treats, because do cats love that stuff. That and the tuna fish, man. I always bait my cat traps with tuna fish. Now, whenever I say cat traps, I mean, like, a live trap. Not like I'm, like...
They're not cats that you're actually... You're not going to, like... It's not like those snapper traps that catch a bobcat in.
No. It's nothing like that. And it's not like the Auschwitz.
What exactly are you feeding your... You say you make your dog food that you cook. What exactly are you feeding this dog?
That's ground chicken and cats.
Ground cat.
Cat tastes like chicken.
The other name I pushed for was Bat Cat because she's got ears that look like bat.
Oh, yeah.
But they wouldn't go for that. So I guess I won in a way.
Oh, I was trying to think of a good... You could have been like Bruce Moyne, M-E-Y-N-E or something like that. Moyne. Or, what was, no, I was trying to think of a good one. Cause you also have, what was the penguin's name, man? Remember the second Batman movie? What was his name? It was like Chester something or other, wasn't it?
Copperpot?
No, Chester Copperpot's from the Goonies. Because I thought it was Chester Copperpot.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was Chester Copperpot at first also. But I want to say his name was like Chester something or other, wasn't it? Or was it?
Copperbutt.
That's what it was. Chester Copperbutt.
Cumberbatch.
Dadgummit, dude. That's going to drive me up the wall. You know what?
We can Google IMDb
it. Yeah, I was about to. What I do with my phone? You guys can listen to the great. Oh, man. I've got like, dude, I went to this soccer game last night. And, it was like the worst idea ever. I mean, it was fun. It was great. I don't know hide nor hair of soccer.
Was it kind of like hockey where it's more fun to see it live?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. And this was just like a dude from work that was playing. It was just a dude from work that was playing. So it was, yeah, really, I guess I had
Oswald Chesterfield Cobblepot.
Okay. Oswald Cobble. Yeah. See, I'm trying to find something that would fit with the cat. But
yeah, Oswald Chesterfield Cobblepot. I wasn't that far off. Yeah. Cobblepot, Cobblepot.
Yeah. I mean, it's very close. And Chesterfield.
Yeah, Chesterfields.
Yeah.
He smoked, I bet that's what he smoked in that end of
that long
smoke cigarette holder.
Yeah. I just remember, what was it? He ran for mayor and which one was that? I know it was Batman, but what was the name of that one? Somebody's going to hate us out
What's
there.
What's that?
What was the name of that one? Cause it was right after it was a continuation of the 89 Batman with Michael Keaton. What was the actual title of that movie though?
We're making ourselves look really bad here, Dave.
I know it, dude.
I'm just looking at people.
Somebody's out there screaming at me right now, and they're like, dude, oh my God, what are you doing to me?
I'm just sitting here watching people buy stuff instead of stuff from me. I'm like, I'm going to go out in here, and you're going to stop people and try to force them to sell live on a recording to buy something from
Maybe
me.
We should like say something like we're trying to support Smeagol. Trying to raise funds for
Feed
Smeagol. Yeah. That's what we need is we need like a little kid, like a little orphan kid from
dress
somewhere.
Him up like an elf.
Yeah. And like with a little cup, give him some really dirty clothes with like a tip jar standing out there. Maybe he's got like a peg leg or something.
You got a dangerous brain, dude.
We could probably make some money. I don't know. Be like, doing good, Johnny. You're doing good.
I'm not getting involved in this scheme of yours. I'm not going to get involved in your scheme here. See that tent over there?
Yeah.
It's been there all day. I wonder what's going on in there.
I don't know. They opened up the other curtain over there.
Yeah.
And somebody I noticed like, that's
the mayor's logo.
Oh, I know, dude. It feels great in here now. Yeah, I guess I just kind of like turned back and noticed that. And I was like, oh, hey. Because I noticed it got, like, relatively cooler. So I was like, all right, cool. But, yeah, it's one thing I always try to tell people that, like, in this area, the state fair is going on, which I don't know if you've ever been to the state fair, but I've never been to the state fair.
I went when I was a kid.
And yeah.
And got abandoned by all my friends, and I had to walk around all by myself.
Was it because you wouldn't get on the roller coasters or something, or what?
No, they just left me.
Really? What a bunch of bums, dude.
Same thing happened at Six Flags.
Oh, really?
No, that didn't happen at the State Fair. State Fair, I was around some guys, and it was at Six Flags, though. I did go on a school trip, and everybody just kind of deserted me.
Yeah.
And I was like the youngest. It was like a, you remember the STARS program Singer had?
It's kind of
like a special program.
Okay.
For the
smart
kids. Weirder kids. And I was really young, and all the older kids just abandoned me, and I just wandered around. I was like, 8, 9,
really?
Around, and my mom got so mad when she found out because I got home. I knew I had a watch. I knew what time to meet the bus.
Yeah,
I was a responsible kid. And I got there, and got on the bus. Oh, my mom got mad because the chaperone allowed that to happen. And I was like, I actually had a pretty good time because I didn't have anybody telling me what to do for once.
Yeah, you didn't have anybody telling you what to ride. Didn't have anybody telling you where to go. And That's what, like, I always tell everybody, like, my greatest vacation that I had was whenever I went to Celebration in Orlando. And I'm pretty sure I've said that on here before, but it's mainly just because, like, I went by myself. I got to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, go eat where I wanted to go eat, see what I wanted to see, pooped whenever I wanted to poop. But, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah. You can do that anyhow, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I hope no one is controlling your movement schedule. Right?
No, the only person that does that is Sally, and it's like she takes precedence because I at least can be like, okay, I'm not going to go in the middle of the living room floor or anything like that.
So, Dave, let's get back to what really matters.
Okay, what's that?
At Walmart, aside from a rooster, what did you find?
Oh, dude, I found Bespin Han. So, yeah, I was super stoked and pleasantly surprised, let's put it that way. And it's to the, I pegged it right on the head with the, because I mentioned on the show one time before that in the rural areas, like, you're gonna come across where like the wrestling figures has got like a huge section. They're super overpicked, but the Star Wars is not overpicked. And so like, if you're out there and you're like, oh man, I never can find the good Star Wars figures, you got to go hit the rural Walmart.
Another reason it's going to be is because there are just the term you just used. There's just fewer people here that even think about getting it.
Oh yeah. And that's the reason why I pinpoint those Walmarts and things like that, because it is fewer people. And, you know, a lot of times that focus isn't on sci-fi and fantasy. It's on things in the real world, you know, and might be on sports entertainment or whatever.
So you just gave away your secret, though.
I know it. I did.
So the next time you go to a place on the outskirts, it's going to be all picked over.
You know, if I'm helping out my fellow collector, that's fine. But if it's, you know, the scalpers, and I actually like passed up on a Tobias Beckett, even though he's like a super sought after figure, and I didn't pass up on one, but I passed up on two Tobias Becketts, and he's a super sought after figure. And the reason why I passed up on it is because just on the odd case that like some collector does come in the area, they can still find a Tobias Beckett if they want to or whatever.
Oh.
And a Kira or Kira or however you want to pronounce it. Are you
running for sainthood?
No, just trying to help out fellow collectors, trying to do what I can. Like I tried starting a group for it at one point in time and nobody really wanted to post anything about like the modern stuff, which the modern stuff is freaking awesome. But, and so is the vintage stuff, but everybody just wanted to post vintage stuff. And there's a lot of other groups out there for that already as it is. I just wanted to do like, hey, what are you getting? Like, where are you finding it at? Help out your fellow collectors. Maybe like a network in the area or whatever. Be like, hey, I found this figure.
Does anybody else need it? Look at the fine beard on that young man.
I see that, man.
You missed the guy. There was a guy. No, there he is. See the guy in the big orange shirt?
Yeah.
He's one of the gun guys.
Okay.
He stands out.
Yeah, he does.
And we're not tiny fellows. No. I mean, I could lose a few pounds. That guy makes me feel small.
Yeah, he makes me feel kind of small as well.
How would I envision a dwarf warrior to be like? You're not going to take that guy down.
No.
I mean, you can go at him, hit him with what you want, and he's not going to go down.
Oh, no. He's got a great center of gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to knock over.
You're out.
That's an awesome shirt.
Sorry to distract you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm right there with you because I actually love the People Watch. And I think you and I had actually talked about this before. Not on the show, I don't think, but like love People Watch. And I just saw a great shirt just in a lady walked by. Shirt said, I'm the kind of mom that might drop an F-bomb.
I saw that earlier. Yeah. I was like, I need to get that for my wife.
Right, exactly. I just need that. For myself, period. I'm the type of uncle that might drop an F-bomb. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Oh, you really do see every person in the world out here.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. You know where we need to go? We need to go out to Canton and do it sometime.
I've always wanted to. It's like this on steroids times 1,000, right?
Yeah, it's supposedly like ginormous, as in like takes you like more than a day to walk the entire grounds. And that's part of the... I hate to use the word charm, but I guess that's kind of what it is. It's part of the charm of the actual like flea market trade days thing is like just getting to see what people are selling. Like, what is it that you've got that you're trying to peddle off to people? I guess peddle off is like a bad term, but not meaning it to be bad.
Well, you never know what you're going to find because
it's
like a former coworker. My wife stopped by earlier and she'd found all these books. She's a big book nerd and she's like, they didn't know what they had.
Really?
And she carried out an armload of them. And, you know, the next booth over might have an antique something or other clock or something that you can get for $5 when it's probably worth like 70.
Oh, yeah.
And you get the booth that they actually know what it's worth.
Yeah. And then they try to buy everything from you. Oh, God, yeah. It is fun. Like, I just love looking at, like, the multitude amounts of stuff. Like, I saw one booth in there that had some army surplus stuff. If you want to get me, that's how you get me. Like, one is you either A, have toys, or B, have army navy surplus stuff. Dude, I love army navy surplus stores. Like, there's one in Fort Worth called Omaha's, and I don't know if you've ever been to it, but if you've never been to it and you like army navy stores, then we need to go because.
Well, you know that place in Denton on the square? I think you and Adam call them the dirt malls.
Oh, yeah, the dirt malls.
One, two things. One, did you ever go downstairs in one of those buildings where they had that army stuff. Yeah. And two, why did you call him a dirt mall?
It's a term from Mallrats. The old Kevin Smith movie, I think, is like 94 whenever it was released or whatever. And it's just called, like, those stores are called the Downtown Mini Mall. It just, compared to the actual mall, it just seemed kind of dirty. So.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. Basically. And it's basically just it's antique / downtown mini mall thing or whatever. And it's basically just people selling stuff on consignment.
Kind of like a condensed version of what we're at, except without the livestock.
That's exactly what it is, man. It's a open at all times market that you can get whatever in the devil you want. Instead of like, what is this, second Monday trade days is what they call it or whatever?
Yeah, second Monday, because it's always before, it happens the weekend before every second Monday of the month.
Okay.
I never can figure that out. I always have to look up the date.
No, I feel you.
That little baby has a raccoon tail stuck to his butt.
Oh, wow. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, if you like people watching this place.
Right. Well, like, yeah, okay, like, you and I, like, we both are kind of like really into like the Irish, I guess, like, culture and stuff like that, or whatever, Irish and Scottish and stuff like that. Like, usually we've been to the North Texas. I know I've been to the North Texas Irish Festival quite a few times, and even the Scottish Festival as well. But I remember seeing the, when I was married, I'd see people walking around with like their fox tail or like wolf tail or whatever type of tail on their backside of their kilts. Do you know why they have that on there?
No.
What that actually signifies. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of enlightenment here. It's a little bit of useless information. But again, I was married at the time, and I always thought that was really cool to see them walking around with, like, the foxtails on. I kind of wanted one. And we stopped somebody one time and asked them what the foxtail was all about on the back of the kilt, and it was supposed to signify that you were single.
Because I see those at Scarborough Fair, too.
Oh, yeah. My wife at the time, now ex-wife, put the kibosh on that real quick. She's like, "Nope, you're not getting a foxtail."
Well, I guess you could have it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but to me now it takes on like a different connotation because it means like furry or something like that. And
I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah,
that's a topic for another podcast.
You know, to each their own, dude. That's all I'm gonna say. To each their own. You know.
My oldest daughter brought up that the other day, mentioned something about furries. I'm like, yeah, let's just stop right now.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
Was she thinking about getting into the furry lifestyle?
No, it was something about, I don't even know the conversation, but she has to always correct us about things we say, and something was said, and she goes, "Oh no, that's a furry thing."
Oh, okay. I do know that I work with a dude that's a furry, and he's an artist as well. And I'll have to show you some of his artwork at some point in time.
Okay.
It's different. Let's just put it that way.
Paint a visual picture.
I don't know if I can.
Or can you not?
Not on this show.
Okay.
It's that type of artwork.
Enough said.
Yeah. To where.
Yeah. We don't need none of that around here.
Nope. I'll pass.
So something big happened this week. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. What's that? That guy's got a fish. That's awesome. I like your fish, man. That's freaking cool.
That's a big fish.
It is. Looks like a giant catfish.
Metal. Well, she has a fishing pole, and he's got a big fish. And he's also got a rifle.
Gun and a backpack, dude. They are ready.
They're ready for the zombie apocalypse.
They are. Because that fish could easily be turned into a weapon real quick. Yeah, we do. We might have to start getting a booth all the time out here and just sitting out here and talk just once a month.
Just for one day.
Right? This is second Monday trade days with Mike and Dave. Everybody, welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
You could sit down, and Michael.
Yeah.
And you could, like, we could charge $5 and you could sit and talk about anything you want with us.
Talk about your items that you've bought today. New podcast idea. Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, I'm game. And then we could even do it out of Canton also, and there'd be a multitude more people to pick from.
Heck yeah. So, John Favreau shared some information this week.
Yeah, dude.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so I guess it's like, I don't know if they're, I'm not sure if the photo that he posted was actual photo from the filming or whatever, but I guess it's basically the basis of the new Jon Favreau Star Wars live action series, man. And he just put, I'm assuming that the title is actually Mandalorians. I don't know.
Or The Mandalorian.
Or The Mandalorian. Yeah. I don't really even know what to say. I do know that Dave Filoni is directing an episode of it. I kind of hope, and this is just because I'm a big fan of his, but I'm kind of hoping that they get Kevin Smith to direct an episode, because he's been doing a lot of, he's done Flash episodes, he's done Supergirl episodes, he's done a lot of DC stuff. So I could see them bringing him in to direct an episode of a Star Wars live action movie.
It makes sense. He is the super nerd.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not Star Wars bona fide are going to be right there.
Oh, God, yeah. He's definitely got the creds for sure.
If you were a showrunner,
yeah,
like Favreau is, who would be people you would pick?
Oh,
go out, man. And want to have either act in it, you know, or is there a certain storyline? Because this is perfect to me, because everybody loves like the Fetts.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody loves the Mandalorians. The Mandalorians are like a culture unto themselves. Like everybody knows Boba Fett, but Boba Fett's like a specialized, he's a mercenary. But you know, they've kind of built this whole Mandalorian culture kind of like around the mercenaries, to where in the EU, the expanded universe, what's considered the legacy now, like there was a whole planet of basically society for hire, like an army for hire.
And Mandalore's out on the outer rim, so it's kind of like the Wild West.
Yeah, right? Yeah, basically. And if you, and it, you know, it does kind of lend a little bit of credence to it, because if you remember in Empire Strikes Back, whenever they walk into the banquet hall and Vader's there and Han pulls out the blaster and he shoots and,
I don't know what just walked by. It's a guy with an umbrella on his head, and it looks like a balloon under his shirt.
Yeah, exactly. That's good stuff. That's what made me pause just then. I was like, what? But, you know, he pulls out the blaster, and he shoots, and Vader pulls the blaster to him, and next thing you know, the stormtroopers and Boba and Fett comes in behind him. Now, if you listen, whenever Fett comes walking in, you hear spurs jingle. So they've been kind of giving him like this whole Old West feel since the beginning. So to me, it'd be cool. And it kind of seems like the Lone Gunman, almost like a, I'm trying to remember some of those old school, traveling like gunmen for hire guys, yeah. You know, TV shows. Yeah. Like, I guess what would that be, like Paladin? But I guess Paladin was kind of like a different type of dude where he went town to town, like helping people and stuff. Whereas this would be helping people, but maybe not always the morally correct helping of people, I guess.
He might not have a line where he is not afraid to cross.
Yeah, exactly.
Kinds of people.
Yeah. It's just whoever's got the most money. And the thing I'm most excited about is, you know, Dave Filoni is getting to direct one of the episodes. And I love to see that, because as of right now, all I've known Dave Filoni to do is he's done a ton of work. Like, he was the showrunner, I guess, basically, of, like, the Clone Wars, him and George Lucas. He was, like, the lead director. Of course, they had directors come in and direct certain episodes and all like that, but Dave Filoni was over that. He was, I think, lead producer on Rebels. So I'm excited to see what he can do in the live-action market of it. So, yeah, it's
pretty exciting.
Oh, hell yes.
And it makes sense. Exciting.
Oh, God, yeah. As of other directors and who I'd want to see in the actual show, like, that's a tough one, because I don't really know that much about, like, actors for, like, the TV world.
I don't like seeing people I know.
Yeah.
The more people they find that are not, like, wide already famous, the better to me.
You know, and I agree with you. I want to see, like, the fresh face, the unknown actor brought in, kind of like what they did with you know, John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, of all people. And then Alden Ehrenreich for Han Solo and stuff. Like, I love seeing them go after, like, the new talent and going after the new directors and stuff. I tell you one thing, and this might be a little bit stupid, but one person...
I think that guy walking by just had an ankle bracelet on.
It probably wasn't an ankle bracelet. It's probably one of those, like... like monitoring bracelets.
Yes,
okay, yeah. Yeah. It probably was. I didn't pay any attention to it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. What I would like to see, and this is just because I'm a fan of his, but I would love to see George Clooney in a Star Wars, like maybe playing like an admiral or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he would do a pretty...
That'd be pretty cool. And you were Steve.
Yeah.
You were Steve Dave.
Yeah.
What's up, Steve Dave?
That's a podcast. Don't call me that.
You were Steve suggested the other while back because y'all had one of y'all had shared a
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't even think about that. I should have just left it going, especially since it had me going.
See, like, I went to that store, though, that he was talking about, the Hastings, and that's where I bought those.
I kind of figured as much.
And, I never heard about the shotgun incident,
though. I hadn't either. Like, that was the first time I'd heard of it. And, like, you would have figured that would have made, like, not necessarily maybe national news, but pretty big on the local news. Well, even
there was a point in time when I went into that Hastings almost every once a week.
Yeah.
If not sometimes, to be honest, when they were closing, we would go there twice a week.
Oh, right.
Just because.
I don't blame you.
10 cents for a comic book. I'm trying to sell it for a buck. Come on. That's a good markup.
Yeah. It's me. It's a reasonable markup, man. I mean, who else sells a comic book for a dollar?
Yeah. Where were we before a customer interrupted us? Thanks for trying to sell stuff too. Yeah.
Mentioned something about George Clooney. I'd like to see him as an
Admiral. I was talking about how y'all, one of y'all had shared a movie that's coming out from the German soldier's point of view.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and how cool it would be to see from Imperial point of view, because we've seen Finn. Finn's but you know, is every person in the Imperial Army a bad guy?
No,
or are they just in a bad situation.
I think it's more of like in a bad situation. And in fact, there's a book. I don't know if Audible will let me send you any more books.
I don't think.
But I think you're limited per like either year or per quarter or something like that. It doesn't hurt to try. There's a book that I'll send you that is, I can't think of the name of it. It's, it's gonna kill me, but it's from the two different points of view, is from a squad of rebel troopers and from a stormtrooper, point of view. And the stormtrooper, it's a female stormtrooper, and she's just doing what she has to do on this planet to earn a living, basically. You know, and it was the book supporting, I think, the first Battlefront series.
Okay. The video game.
The video game. Yeah. The first Battlefront game that came out in the next gen consoles on the PS4. Man, that's killing me. Inferno Squad, I think is what it's called. I've got my Audible that I'm pulling up right now. Yeah. There's Scoundrel Solo, Thrawn, Man.
I had a lady from St. Joe, town I live near. One of my my oldest daughter's former high school teachers was on Jeopardy and won 2 days in a row.
Really?
It's really funny hearing this little lady with a thick Texas drawl kick up on these Yankees. With a really smart sounding vocabulary. What is Romeo and Juliet? Alex?
That's pretty funny. And so do y'all know the lady personally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's great. She's a former teacher in the school district there, retired.
Yeah. Well, I can't find the book, so I'm going to go ahead and say this Inferno Squad, but I don't think that's right. I actually had something, I came across something that's pretty neat, and I actually want to bring it up and talk to you about it, because, it's both of our alleys. But this is from, let it load again. It's from vice.com, and I'd heard the story like the day before, and then it came across on my Facebook again. So I pulled up the actual story so that way I heard it on the radio initially yesterday, and then it came across on my Facebook feed as well last night. So I'll just give you the intro. I'm not going to give you the name of the article or anything, but it says, legend holds that King Arthur's reign was foreseen by an enchanted lady in a lake who granted him the sword Excalibur. By the same rules, Saga Vanessek, V-A-N-E-C-E-K, Vanessek, maybe? An 8-year-old Swedish girl is now on divine path to rule a great kingdom after she discovered a 1,000-year-old sword in a lake.
I saw that, and I instantly got so happy for her and so jealous.
Oh, I know it, dude.
It's like, you know, the kid when they hit a home run at the baseball game, and you see the kid trying to get the ball, and some grown-up just snatches it from him.
Yeah.
I would have been that dude with this little sweet 8-year-old Swedish girl. I would have been just like, give me that sword.
Right. And just ran off. This is mine now.
They're calling her the queen.
Yeah. And to me, they should, you know, even though some watery tart gave her a sword.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
It's very awesome.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
That reminds me. I found an RPG game system that's from Sweden.
Oh, really?
I was looking up something about Swedish death metal or something like that, and somehow I got led into this RPG that's for free. You can download it.
Really?
And it sounds really cool.
What's that called?
It's called, it's from Free, it's Iron, not Iron Forge. I'll have to look it up and show it to you later. I think the actual game is Skirmborn or something like that. Skirmborn. But reading it, because Google will translate it. So yeah. I'll get it to you later.
Okay. I mean, it sounds neat.
I can't think with all these people around me.
Yeah, I've been going through the, it's, I know it's so easy to get distracted right now, man. There's people like
this
walk
dude,
by
look here. At this shirt. Guitars all around.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's actually pretty slick, dude. I dig that. It's a bunch of Fenders.
Yeah.
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 Those are all Fender Stratocasters.
Is his hat plastic?
What's that?
The black cowboy hat. It looks plastic to me.
It does, doesn't it? I think that's one of the styles that they do now for cowboy hats, though.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
How are you doing?
Oh.
My wife makes all of these ornaments. You make a chess piece out of it. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Roll it.
Huh.
Well, you need about three of them. Yeah, somebody walked up and said, you know, you could use those for really giant chess pieces.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, really? Well, that's a steal, then. For what would you be using it for, though, on the leather to turn it?
You make a leather belt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'd turn mine off while we paused. But Michael just made a sale.
Made a sale.
To an interesting
fella. 20 minutes of talking to the guy.
Right, yeah.
Interesting characters, right? That was interesting.
Yeah, it was. He was pretty neat.
He didn't buy it for what it's meant for.
But, hey.
He's going to use it on a piece of leather.
But you made a sale.
Made a sale.
Yeah. So the boss can't beat you now, whenever you get home.
No, we're ahead of the curve today.
There you go.
On sales.
Yeah.
Thinking tomorrow might be a
better
day. As long
as when you get home, she doesn't hit you with a leather strap, you're all good.
I don't know. I hope not. I'm quicker than she is, but I'm slow also. Doesn't make any sense.
Dang.
I won't see it coming is what I mean.
That's right.
I'm a little slow on the uptake.
Some wake up in the middle of the night, you'll be laying on your stomach.
Kind of like Willie Nelson. You heard the story about Willie Nelson. He ended up like being married to two women at once or something like that. Or he was seeing another woman and the wife found out about it. And while he was, he might have tied one on or something, passed out in bed, and she sewed him up within the bed with a needle and thread and then commenced to beating him with a broomstick. Now this, I read this in Willie Nelson's own autobiography that he did years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's true.
Yeah.
Might not be. Might just be a long, tall story that he told about himself. Just like that. I don't know if I really believe the story of this guy. Just said
about the winning first and second place.
Yeah.
Or winning first place and giving the money and trophy over to the other dude.
Sometimes you just gotta
I would have given the trophy to the dude, but I would have been like, I'm keeping the $500.
Well, he could afford a $130,000, chopper and let it sit in his garage unridden.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I thought I had a good trade for us going on here whenever you said that it was for sale. And I was like, hey, we'll trade you all this stuff on the table here.
Yeah.
I don't know if the boss would be too happy with me, but I think she'd understand it, come around to it in the long run.
In the long run, I would have traded everything that's on this table, had that chopper.
Yeah.
Sold the chopper for $100,000. She could easily redo everything on the table.
Yeah.
And then I could pocket the difference and still have $99,990 or something in my pocket.
Right. There's another person with the umbrella on their head.
Christian Motorcycle Association.
Okay. Actually, worked with a dude who was a preacher who was, I don't know if he was part of that group. I know that they have quite a few groups. There's one that's like the Sons of Thunder. I think that's what his was Sons of Thunder.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He's an awesome old dude, like old guy. He's one of those guys now that I'm kind of wondering if he's still kicking.
You know any guys in the area that are in real, I mean, you run across a vast network of people that are actually in a motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Like the booze hounds
or clubs. The club. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah.
The booze hounds. I worked with a lady whose husband was a member of that club.
Oh, okay.
And,
I know the, crap. I'm really good friends with this one guy named Brian, and I can't think of what club it is that he's Iron something other is theirs. And then
not Booze Fighters.
Booze Fighters, yeah. Booze
and they're
Fighters,
the ones that the old Marlon Brando motorcycle movie was made about.
Part of the 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so is the it's what the Sons of Anarchy based the Mayans off of.
I think I've heard of what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
I can't think of their last name.
They're coming out with this Mayans series though.
But it's what the Mayans club is based off of, and it's an actual motorcycle club, and there's a ton of them in the area, especially around my house. I see them all the time. And I keep wanting to say Vaqueros, and I know that's not right. Anyways, somebody's probably, again, pulling their hair out, going, oh, my God, how can you not figure this out?
Because we're distracted by people walking around with umbrellas on their head and carrying guns on their back.
You know.
Big fish in their hands.
That was the best one of the day, I think.
This guy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm still partial to the fish guy. The fish guy. The big metal.
Yeah, the wife had the fishing pole. He had a giant 4-foot-long fish over his shoulder. Fish.
Yeah.
And a rifle strapped across his back.
Yeah, and a tactical backpack.
Yeah. So this is going to air the day after. This should come out Monday unless then something goes terribly wrong. And that's going to be the day after the unveiling of the new Doctor. Now, I love you.
Yeah.
I love Adam. He's my, like you said, he's my favorite member of 2BT. Absolutely love it. And I think he, when y'all are together, y'all raise the level of discourse to unexpected heights.
Probably not.
You know. But y'all started talking about Doctor Who.
See, that's the thing. I don't know anything about Doctor Who. I watched two seasons or two Doctors worth of Doctor Who.
No, I'm not gonna bag on Adam. I do respect, because his opinion and your opinion, there's like 5 million. Basically, if you're a Doctor Who fan or you've watched the show, you have an opinion on who the best Doctor is, who the best showrunner was. I'm actually partial to. I actually have an appreciation of Stephen Moffat and his series, because that's when I started watching.
Okay.
And I followed through on it, and the Capaldi run that finished out this last season was, to me, they always say your favorite Doctor is your first Doctor.
Yeah.
Yours is Eccleston.
Yeah.
And mine is always Matt Smith. Mine is no longer Matt Smith. Mine is now Peter Capaldi, because his run for me was so strong.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I need to go in there and actually watch more of it, because I'll be honest. I just, something about Matt Smith just never, I never clicked with it. I don't know if it's like, I don't know what it was. Just something about him I didn't really care for. So I was just always like, eh. Something about Matt Smith just never clicked with me. I don't really necessarily have anything against him. I did see that he's going to be at Fan Days.
Yeah.
And I think he's just
too big of a, like, if you start out as, it's like that slow decline into younger and goofier stuff. Some people just didn't like.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are upset with the fact that Jodie Whittaker is going to be the Doctor.
Yeah.
My thing I say is, and this will be the day after, I'm looking forward. I'm so happy about it. It's going to be a big change. And I don't care if you're saying it's because of he's a social justice warrior. I don't think so, because I think it's, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's exciting to me, because the Doctor to me could be anybody. And I even remember in like one episode where I think it was Capaldi's Doctor said, I remember when I was a little girl. Like, they were building it up.
Yeah.
Thinking though for a long time.
Well, see, and that's the thing, man. Like, you know, I get faced with the same questions at times whenever people are like, well, you know, what do you think about, you know, the lead Jedi in the new series being a female with Rey and stuff? And it's like, I don't care. The story's still interesting to me. I'd still find it like, as long as the story's good, I don't care what the sex of the main character is.
Oh, only dudes can kick butt. Oh, I get it. No, that's not true. Cause you haven't met my wife. She can kick mine.
Right. She scared me in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, actually she didn't. I always loved Trish. She was great. No, but, you know, there's something you got to know about Adam. He hates everything that's new. That's the reason why he plays
That's why it's always retro.
That's what I always tell him about that. He lives in a retro world.
And because, I kind of like that, though.
Yeah, no, I don't blame him. Like, he's going to hate me and be like, no, I don't hate everything that's new. But he basically does. But, you know, we all love old things of our past. Like, I love the old vintage figures and stuff like that. That's what I love. You know, if you set up a 6-inch Black Series figure and a vintage figure,
you're going to gravitate to the older one.
You say you can have one of these. Which one do you want? I'm going to take the vintage figure because that's what I grew up with. You know, even if it's a vintage G.I. Joe figure next to a 6-inch Star Wars figure, I'm going to take the vintage G.I. Joe figure because that's what I grew up with. That's what I love. That's what got me into collecting toys in the first place. Is now I'm getting these things with a lot more detail and a lot more interest. I won't say interest, but a lot more detail, a lot more better paints, a lot more movement and things like that. Not necessarily to play with them, but just so that way I can just sit there and look at it and be like, that's awesome. I can remember that whenever I was a kid, you know.
And, yeah, it's all good.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, Dave.
Yes.
Anything else on your mind?
I don't know.
Expanse still
enthralling you?
The Expanse is still enthralling me. I'm on pause on that one. I got a bone to pick about the third book, by the way.
Is that the one Caliban's? No.
Is that the one with the gate, or is the fourth one with... Okay, the third one's the one where they get the gate. The gate goes out next to Uranus.
Yeah.
And, okay. Like, it's frustrating. The book is frustrating. I get it. Like, I get it, though. Like, parts of the book, and I've hashed over this before, saying, like, seemed like parts of the book seemed like it was just, like, to extend the book, maybe. Though it seemed to me like the main part of the book was about this gate, and then it just, like, kind of falls by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
trying to remember how it all lays out. I'm looking at it now is I'm not looking at each book as a book.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the entire series as one long book because...
And that makes
sense.
They're
setting groundwork up. They go to... And the next book's going to deal with... You're going to deal with the gate.
Yeah.
In the next book. And there's going to be stuff that's coming up. There's people now that are in the book I'm reading now or the book I just finished... That were like two or three books ago, you know.
This is a
really, really weird,
like I said,
thought out playing series.
They kill off Amos, I'm quitting the series. But
I can't comment on that. Like, I will say this: I started this. There are going to be 9 books total. I just started the 7th book, and I told you, and I'm so frustrated that I cannot talk about it, and I'm not going to say anything about it.
Yeah,
I was going to quit reading after the first 2 sentences of the book.
Oh, really?
I was going to put it down and say, I'm done with the series. But something told me, keep going through the first chapter. I'm like, I'm still thinking I'm going to quit this. I'm not really happy if this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I went 3 chapters in.
Oh, you know, just enjoying the day.
My wife makes those.
Ladies? Yeah. It's pretty neat, isn't it? It's all hand-carved, man.
No.
Just recording a little thing. No. We're just recording.
I think those 2 young men were messed up.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny where he's like, I don't spend my money on a... I don't have any money, though. And he goes, I spent my money on a fishing rod, a couple of pellet guns, and a ski mask. And it's like...
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, did you not hear the ski mask part there?
No.
Yeah. I was like... Wow.
That's scary, actually.
That's just telling me that, like, you're going to be up to no good, more than likely. You've bought the fishing rod so that way you can go fishing. But the pellet guns, for whatever.
Because that boy's not going skiing anytime in his life.
No. So.
I'm going to go rob the Walmart gas station tonight.
He's going to go rob the one where you got the Indian food out of.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, I know, but. Anyway, so the Expanse, we're going back to that. Like, it just kind of like seemed like they kind of blew over the whole like gate thing because all of a sudden it's like they had this gate, they had the slow zone, they're stuck in the slow zone. There's a lot of stuff leading up to them to get out of the slow zone. And then it just kind of like, okay, well, the gate's open and everything's fine. Spoiler alert, by the way. But yeah, it's just.
It's not going to make much. Here comes the boss. We haven't sold enough stuff.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
I just actually
did make a sale.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not just sitting here talking.
We're trading your entire table for a chopper. A motorcycle chopper. Like, well, I thought he was going to do it there for a second because he's like, those things over there make good leather rolling things or whatever. So like.
He bought it. I'm talking.
He bought it not to use as a, he bought it to use for leather.
Yeah. He wanted just to sand the paint off of it.
So the boss wasn't too disappointed in my job performance.
No, she didn't beat you, not yet.
Just the fact that I've been sitting here
she
for 50 beat, minutes yeah. talking with you.
She might not have beat you because I was present. She's probably going to wait till you get home.
Probably.
And hit you with the She did bring up
earlier in this morning when she was here very early, and there was no customers. There's just people still sitting at their booths, and this guy comes through. He's got a little like 3-year-old kid with him. He's got no shirt on. He's got his hat on backwards. He's smoking a cigarette. And this is like, this is an inside place. Even though the walls are open.
It's covered. Yeah.
He's smoking a cigarette and he's just going down. He's just kind of swaggering through going, woo, 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 woo. Like one, all of us. I mean, us people selling Christmas ornaments, pickles and bread to be impressed with them. And I'm just like, God, what went wrong with you in your life? Then a little while later, when people were here, there's this kid, and he's probably 15 to 17 years old.
Yeah.
Pretty big kid. And he had two casts on each arm. One was from the right elbow to the hand. Covered. And the other one was full arm cast to the hand on the left arm.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that poor kid.
Yeah.
What tragedy. Probably football or a wreck or something.
It might have been football. I bet it was.
So what is he going through just to get through the day?
Right. I know whatever I broke fingers playing football. In fact, this nail here is still cracked, and that's from my freshman year in high school playing football. I got it caught between two helmets, crushed my fingers, had to have the bones reset, had a cast that went from the tip of my finger almost to my elbow.
And well, you still had a functional hand.
My left hand was still functional. But my right hand, like I said, was completely, totally encased in a cast. And I can tell you that even buttoning your pants with just one hand in a cast is still a difficult thing to do.
See, speaking as a person that's spent 99% of his life with one hand.
Yeah.
I've never been really sympathetic to people like that, but I understand.
Trust me, I completely understand.
I understand, though, why it would, because you're so used to that one. But I'm thinking this poor guy with no hand available.
Yeah.
Mom, this is the horrors he's going through in his daily life right now. Just scares me.
I was listening to a podcast the other day about that, and they were posing the question of like, who would you get to wipe your butt if you?
No, that wouldn't happen. I'd
invest in a bidet is what I would do.
Martin would be proud of you for investing in a bidet.
Yeah.
He's very bidet proactive.
Dude, I want one. I'm not kidding. I want one, but I just haven't ever spent the money on one because it just seems more sanitary.
Paul and I talked about this, though. Why go to the money? Just get your water hose.
Yeah.
And have it in the house with one of those little, or get you a water gun.
Like, if that's the case, then you can also, like, clean and have a colonic at the same time.
True.
You know, whatever
makes you happy. This, you know, we espouse this. Everybody should just be happy.
Whatever floats your boat.
Just as long as I don't have to be involved with it.
Right? Yeah. Whatever floats your boat. That's a bad pun. I almost said whatever floats your butt, but.
Hey, that'd be it. It'll float your butt.
Oh. Hey. What are you doing? Oh, yeah.
So this is going to sound a little weird because I'm not editing any of this.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Because this jumps around. Means we're actually interacting with people.
Oh, yeah.
And we're actually in a public place. So,
yeah.
Only thing I might do is try to get some of the crowd noise a little bit dead. But hopefully we're clear enough on this that it won't really bother
you. You know, I've been watching The Register and it's not really picking up a whole heck of a lot of crowd noise. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of crowd noise in the background, but it's not bad. Like, if you just sit here like this.
I think we should almost do like once a month, go out in a public place and just sit.
I'm game, dude, because this has actually been pretty fun. We can switch up locations and stuff like that. Like,
go to more fun. Well, more fun and games is not very big. They probably let us, though.
I'm sure that they would. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they've got a spot in the back where we could set up. I do know.
They have kind of expanded the back a little bit. I don't know if you noticed.
It's been a while since I've been up there.
Yeah. They kind of like went into their receiving area or what, backstock area, and opened it up a little bit. So they might let us put a card table up.
That'd be cool. That would be neat, actually.
Stop people. What are you buying today?
Yeah.
Little gentleman there with your Spider-Man shirt.
Right. I'm totally game, man. I mean, it sounds cool to me.
What do you think that guy's got in that box? It looks heavy.
Yeah, I know. It's probably like... Now I'm curious. Now I want to know what he's got in the box. Because he is holding it like it's all sorts of heavy and stuff.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box? I don't know, man. I bet it's a bunch of old horseshoes.
I think we got cut off when we were talking about the Expanse.
Okay.
I was frustrated about that. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I was going to I'm very glad after sticking with like three chapters that I didn't quit.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything more than that. And that's one of the things that I could probably nitpick some things, and I could easily, because it kind of does seem like the books kind of could be shorter than each one is about 55, 54 chapters. They probably could cut some stuff out.
Yeah.
But one of the things I like is they're always surprising the heck out of me. Every book, they top it.
Yeah.
They're all, okay, this has happened. And I'm not going to say. I would really love to say what happens in book four or five. When you get to it, you're going to be like, they just did that. And they just did that.
Yeah.
And then something else happens the next one.
I'm excited to start it right now. Like, since I had downtime until my next credit on Audible came through, I decided to start a series that I had been already listened to beforehand called Spell, Sword, and Stealth. And the first book is NPCs, and the next one's Split the Party, and I just finished up Split the Party.
And the third one is going rogue.
Yeah, the third one's going rogue.
Third one.
Okay.
That's why I messed up the other day.
Oh, okay.
Split the Party's pretty fun.
It is, it is. It's just a fun series. I like, and if you're not familiar with the series itself, I really like the concept, because the concept is there's this world of like D&D basically, and it's the NPC characters in the D&D world, and like the main group, one of the main characters is this female by the name of Gabrielle, and she's
the barbarian,
but she's like the daughter of the mayor, and so she was constantly getting kidnapped by goblins and stuff like that,
and she kind of got, what's that syndrome where you
what's that called, man?
Stockholm syndrome. She kind of like got to where she's kind of like the goblins a little bit more than the people she lived with.
Yeah, she liked the goblins more than the people she lived with, because the goblins gave her more freedom. They allowed her to go out and experience the wilderness, and like taught her how to track and taught her the goblin language and all like this good stuff. And so she got to have like a second life almost with the goblins. And so it's just a neat concept on a story, because it's about these NPCs that you would run across in game, but you would never really pay much attention to. But now that they are the center of the storyline, but there's also another storyline about the actual people in the real world, our real world, I guess I should say, that are playing the game Spell, Swords, and Stealth.
That's the one that always does throw me a little bit when it jumps back in.
Yeah, because
I'm still having trouble following what's going on there.
It doesn't give you a break. Like, I think in this third book is whenever he goes to like some convention to get the next module or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's real no break, discernible break. Like, it'll just be like, blah, 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 and then blah, 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 blah. And in that small pause, you're automatically back in the real world following the group of people playing the game. And that's my only complaint about it. But other than that, it's a really fun series. It might not be the best written series, but to me, it's like Iron Druid. I love that book series. And we're back.
We are back. I just made a sale.
You made another sale.
Took $10 off a little kid. I feel pretty good about it.
takes more lashings away from you.
Hey, whatever I got to do to make my wife happy.
Right. But we were talking about NPCs. Like I said, it's just a really neat concept, and I dig it. It's a fun series. And like I said, it might not be the best written series. To me, it's like Iron Druid, not the best written series, but it's a very fun series. And that's another one that I've read, like Dresden Files. Like, it's,
yeah,
I
yeah.
love it. It's still a great series, but yeah, you know, even the Dresden Files, not the best written. It's definitely not on the Expanse level or the level of,
but you can find something you enjoy in each of it.
It's, oh, like, God, yeah.
Somebody said, Theodore Roosevelt, or somebody said, comparison is a thief of joy. If you start comparing things, well, yeah.
Yeah.
This book is going to be much better, so why bother with this? Well, it's because I can still get something out of it. I recognize the fact that the guy that writes this, the NPC series, he's not the best writer, but
yeah,
he's got a pretty good story.
He does. He has a very good story. And like you said, like, I've never heard that saying before, and I love it. Comparison is a thief of joy.
Something like that, yeah.
I dig it. I mean, that might be a Michael Twist on it or whatever.
Star Wars is better than Star Trek, or no, Star Trek. It doesn't matter.
Right?
Yeah. They're both good.
They're both good. It's just whoever's viewpoint that you're seeing it from, man. There's aspects of, you know, if you try to find joy in something, you're going to be able to find joy in it. And that's kind of the way I like to go at it. instead of hating something just because, except, why not try to find something that you like in it?
Except for mayonnaise. Yeah. I'm not going to find joy in that. My wife makes me eat it. Yeah, my wife's the boss.
You and your sister both. Y'all don't like the white condiments, do you?
I've grown. I'm joking. I've expanded my condiment horizon. I actually will try a little bit of everything.
Although I have no love for people that put mayonnaise on a hamburger.
I don't do that. No.
Yeah, good.
Now, if you take the mayonnaise and you use it as a base and mix something else into it, like sriracha or something.
I can dig that.
I could get down with that.
Yeah, dude. Chipotle mayo? Dude, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's the business right there. I just made myself hungry with that.
So this is going to be the most scatterbrained
episode
of 2BT ever.
We'll just call it that, scatterbrain.
Yep, out in the wild.
Yeah. But I think this is going to wrap it up for us.
All right, let's wrap this up. There we go.
That was another interesting one also.
You think?
Yeah. That one might be a chef of some sorts, if you know what I'm saying.
A cook?
Yeah.
Like a Walter White.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. She had the teeth of the user of that product.
I told you earlier, it's a whole gamut of humanity flows through here, this river of trade days.
Exactly. But with that being said, I think that's going to wrap it up for us. If you guys go by nerdylegion.com/audible. Go by, sign up at Audible, get your two free books. You can get NPCs. And you can get The Expanse. It's two books that we talked about in this episode.
Definitely do The Expanse.
Definitely do The Expanse. And if you dig fantasy and stuff like that, then go with NPCs also, because it's a really cool, it's a fun story. It's a very fun story. I can't remember anything else. I'm just going to go ahead.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Twitter. Something. Twitter. Twitter and email. Email is 2BT or 2BTshow@gmail.com. Twitter's the same thing. 2BT show. That's the number 2 for both of those. So, email us, catch us on Twitter, either one. But I think that's going to do it. With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT signing out.
Adios.
That's my chicken call that I heard in the car earlier.
Let's go get some tacos.
Oh, dude, that sounds like a good idea. Vaya con Dios.
I don't say goodbye. I say, may the force be with you.
Awesome. Later, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm just rubbing all over my lips.
Use your mind. You don't use your body. Where did we go with this?
I don't know. But... Exactly. That's 2BT style as we go off the rails all the blasting time.
I don't know if I should say that.
Nope.
I don't
wanna, no. Yeah, you know.
It's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right. These views are not shared by 2BT.
This way. It is hot.
It is hot.
So hot.
Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
Hot
fish sticks.
Good God. Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to love her. Yeah. But I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
Hey, I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. But whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
I just like looking at the funny.
words. I don't know mine. You
need to get that whole alphabet thing confused. Right. No,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
This is fun for anybody listening, but it's not. Oh, my God.
You gotta play to win, it, man.
I wanna make love to you, woman. I wanna lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it bone and perspire.
Yeah. Water rum, water rum, water rum, cigarette rum. Boom, boom, boom. I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp. Burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know. Like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair... that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feet are better than your feet.
And you're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. Now, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
Right. This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a tough show what tough is. And-
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. It must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
Ujaba of the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here.
Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi, Run DMC,
Han, Luke, and Leia,
R2 and 3PO,
Rey, Finn,
Yoda, Kenobi,
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Well,
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
It's ready, you.
Chewbacca. You know, R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy. This is a bad guy. This is a good guy. This is a bad guy.
Go.
Dang it. Yeah. But, like, crap. I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans are wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No. You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.